judge.
Okay, so you're appearing for the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency, sir. Could you please state your full name and ADC number for us for the record?
Yes, Carlos J. Moraines, 323-060.
Okay, so I'm going to introduce you to the board members that are going to be conducting the hearing today. We have the Honorable Luis Quinones to my right, the Honorable David Neal to my left. Also with us, representing the Department of Corrections as well as the Parole Office, is Mr. Turner, sir. Mr. Raines, prior to your hearing today, you received and signed a notification form advising you of this board's hearing. You recall receiving and signing that form?
Yes, sir.
On that form, you were notified of the right to appear and speak on your own behalf or to hire a licensed attorney to represent you at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself today?
I hired an attorney, that's cool.
Are you representing yourself today, sir?
Yes.
Okay. So at this time, I'd like to swear you and Mr. Turner in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes, sir. I do.
All right, so you have... Yeah, four allegations listed on your warrant. Your hearing is going to be conducted in two phases. In phase one, we'll make a determination whether the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. In phase two, we'll make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. Sir, you have four allegations on your warrants, as I stated. I'm going to read each of those allegations to you. When I read the allegation to you, I need you to state whether the allegation is either true or false. Do you understand what I'm requesting, sir?
Yes, sir.
All right, sir. The first allegation on your warrant states you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 7 as demonstrated by your failure to provide a urine specimen for testing on or about March 15, 2018 per the task individual testing compliance summary for the period of March 2nd, 2018 through March 23rd, 2018. Is that true or false, sir?
That's true.
Okay. Okay, sir, the second allegation states that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 7 as demonstrated by your use of THC on or about March 2nd per the test lab report dated March 4th. Is that true or false, sir?
That's true.
All right. Sir, the next allegation states that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 4 demonstrated by your failure to attend substance abuse counseling on March 15, 2018. March 20th, 2018, and March 22nd, 2018, as cited in the email dated March 23rd, 2018 from the Correctional Healthcare Company, CHC. Is that true or false, sir?
That's true.
All right. Sir, and your final allegation states that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 2, as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives to report to the Western Regional Parole Office located at 801 South 16th Street, Phoenix, Arizona, March 27, 2018, as directed per your violation letter dated March 26, 2018. The offender's act is actively avoiding supervision, thus he's absconded from supervision. Sir, is that true or false?
Yes, that's true.
All right, thank you, sir. Well, based on the admission of Mr. Harrison, Mr. Raines, I'm going to move to find that it was the Lincoln violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, and that he may have lapsed or had lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Okay, motion by myself. Seconded by Mr. Neal. Agreed by Mr. Quinones. Okay, so let me just mark some paperwork real quick. Okay, so we're going to go into phase two of your hearing. During phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you under community supervision. We're going to start out phase two, sir. We're getting some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Turner. Then I'm going to go over some information with you, sir. Then we will come back to you, sir, to get any information you'd like to present to the board, okay?
Okay.
All right, Mr. Turner.
Yes, sir. Mr. Raines was released from ADC custody on 2/5/2018 and returned on 4/20/2018. He's arrested by Phoenix PD on the ADC warrant. No new charges. He was returned back to ADC custody on 4/20/2018 with an adjusted CSED of 6/29/2018 with 24 absconded days. Current conviction is disorderly conduct, 9 months. No prior convictions. This is his first term in ADC with a CUIR score of 3.3, mental health score of 1, substance abuse score of 1. STG gang information. He self-admitted being a member of the criminal street gang Lindo Park Crips Phoenix. Prior terms of supervision are none. Disciplinary is minimum. Other arrest, 2010, burglary second degree, Arizona juvenile probation. Also in 2010, burglary second degree, Arizona juvenile probation. He has a current GB score of G3B4.
Okay, let me ask you a question, Mr. Turner. You said that he has a disorderly conduct for 9 months. So how do we wind up in DOC? I thought you had to, you know.
The shows that he had a disorderly conduct, and he was given 9 months for that.
In prison? I thought.
It could have been debarred from something else, I'm not sure.
Because usually, like, less than a year, you go to county.
Right.
Yeah, that's a
I do forget what it's about now sometimes.
All right, Mr. Rines. Sir, I'm going to go over some information with you. Also violated.
Pardon?
He must have committed another charge and then violated. He was on parole and then violated, and then that must be the charge that he was.
He could have been on probation.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to get into my system right now.
Okay. All right, sir. So I see that when you were released on February 5th, you were released to community supervision. At Arizona State Prison Red Rock with approved placement at 6565 West Bethlehem Road, number 147 in Glendale. You had not contacted your assigned parole officer in regard to a change of residence from 6565 West Bethlehem Road, number 47. And did prior permission to change your address. You absconded before obtaining employment. So where do you stand? Were you staying at the Bethlehem address, sir?
Yes, I was. I guess I was just there at the moment, letting she would come.
Okay. So you tested positive on February 2nd for marijuana, and then looks like on March 15th you didn't. You failed to submit a urine sample for task. Is that right?
Yes.
Were you working during that period of time, sir?
No, I wasn't.
Okay. So Mr. Rains, what was going on? And let me ask you a question. Maybe you could help me out with this. So were you on parole or probation, and then you committed another disorderly conduct and got 9 months? Or how did?
No. I was on probation, and I committed the disorderly conduct, and that's when I revoked my probation. That's why I got sent to DOC.
Okay, your probation was revoked for 9 months, so you must have had a longer. How long was your probation originally for?
It was a year and a half.
Okay, that's what it was. All right, sir. So you were out, sir, and you started smoking marijuana, and you didn't complete the program that they enrolled you in. What happened? Why didn't you complete the program?
I really don't have an excuse for it. I just got out and I just started doing my own thing.
Okay. All right. And what were you doing in those 24 days that you were in Abscondo? What happened when you came in contact with Phoenix Police Department?
I was working for this company called Spark Concrete. And I was back and forth. I came out to ask my dad and stuff. I was really going to work and stuff.
Mm-hmm. And how did you come in contact with the police?
I was with a friend, and his insurance was 2 days late, so I'm on his car, so they pulled the car over, until I have my insurance. And my friend was like, I have insurance. And then, like, they found out, like, what it was, and his insurance was 2 days late. So that's why they pulled over the car.
Okay. All right.
They asked the names of everybody in the car, and, yeah, I gave them my ID.
Okay. So, sir, Mr. Reynolds, to be honest with you, sir, I'm looking at your stuff here. It looks like you don't have a long criminal record. You do have some burglaries back in 2010, and then you got picked up for disorderly conduct, and you're in prison for disorderly conduct and a probation violation. So you're smoking marijuana. So, Mr. Reynolds, what is it that you're going to do? You're still a young man, sir. You're just in your early 20s.
Yes.
So,
I just started going to work, you know what I mean, when I got around, and like, I got a girl pregnant before I went to Red Rock, so I'm really just trying to take care of my baby and my female, just go to work and stuff.
All right, well, Mr. Reynolds, let me see if the board has any additional questions. I don't see any additional questions coming from the board. So we're going to be coming up on a conclusion of your hearing. Is there anything else you'd like to say to the board prior to the board going into discussion?
No, it's okay.
All right. All right, so the board's going to go into discussion. While we're in discussion, Mr. Reynolds, I'm going to ask you to stay on the phone and have to remain silent while we're in discussion. No appears though we may be talking to you, but we're going to be talking amongst ourselves, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, the board's now into discussion. Like I was just telling Mr. Reynolds, Rhines, he's looking at this, he seems to be a good young man. He has good demeanor, like he could do some positive things out there for himself. He will be released on August 29th, which is in about a month that he'll be, June 29th, about a month that he'll be released and out there on his own. I think that if he stays in there and go ahead and complete his time, if he gets out, he won't be on any parole or community supervision, and if he wants to make his mind up and really do right and take care of his child and just work, then I think that if he goes ahead and kill that time, that'll be the best thing for him. He'll get out, be a productive citizen, not have no negative contact with law enforcement, but that's my opinion. However, I'm willing to listen to the rest of my colleagues. Hearing no comments coming from the rest of the colleagues, then I'm going to make a motion to move to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Ryan's. Violated with delinquent, violated the term and conditions of supervision, and lapsed about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed. Motion by myself, second by Mr. Neal, agreed by Mr. Quinones. Mr. Reynolds?
Yes, sir.
All right, sir, the board has voted to revoke your community supervision. You will be out in about a month on June 29th of 2018. When you're released, you won't be on any parole or community supervision, and you won't have to report to no parole officers. But sir, you're still a young man. You're still in your early 20s. You have an opportunity to get out and make a life for yourself, not have any more negative contacts with law enforcement service, so that you can do it like you said. If you really want to make your mind up, turn that corner, sir, turn that corner, get a job, take care of your kids, like you said, be a productive citizen. And hopefully this board won't have to see you, or you won't have to have any more negative contacts with law enforcement again. Sir, I want to thank you for taking the time to participate in your hearing today. However, that is going to conclude your hearing at this time.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you, sir.
All right.